views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. I am so excited you guys have all decided to join us today. And I am on a countdown. My birthday is next week. And I am on this countdown because I'm going to Disney World in a couple of days. And I can't tell you how excited I am to let that little inner child of mine out and run around the park. And so I am quite excited. So excuse me today if I have a lot more energy than I typically do, but I am packing for an exciting vacation and a celebration. So let's get started. Make sure you connect with me after the show on ElizabethCookson.com. And when you're at my website, download the free 2012 monthly angel messages. And to get your daily messages, just click on that blog tab at the top of the page. And I know it's been a little while, and I am definitely going to get back in the groove here and get some blogs back out there. But if you have any recommendations, anything that you guys want to hear about, especially with all the holidays and family and healing coming up, just shoot me a message on Facebook, and that's Elizabeth Cookson, C-U-C-K-S-O-N, and I will definitely get some information out for each and every one of you that reaches out to me. So today, let's go ahead and get started. My guest today is Pamela Olsey, and she is a successful author, consultant, lecturer, and professional in the sensitive, or some of us know it as psychic, who is also has the ability to see auras. And she speaks about our emerging human potential, our psychic abilities, and what our auras reveal. And it was so interesting, right before we came on the air, we were talking a little bit about her book, Life Colors, What's the Color in Your Aura Reveal? And it was so exciting. So I am going to go ahead and bring Pamela on. Pamela, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth, and happy birthday next week.
Thank you so very much. It's
What's the date?
November the 23rd, so I am a Sagittarius.
So am I. My birthday's in 3 weeks. No wonder I liked you.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thanks. Sagittarius are so cool, aren't they?
Yeah, we are awesome. We're so full of energy and excitement. People just love to be around us.
That's right.
So, hey, I really want to kickstart this first by, you know, let's help some of the listeners who may not know what an aura is by explaining, first of all, what is an aura?
Okay. Well, it's an energy field. The scientists are calling it an electromagnetic field or a bioenergy field, but it's an energy field that radiates off of you. It actually radiates off of all things, but humans and animals, it's easier for me to see because it's much more vibrant. So the way I see it is these glowing bands of colored light that come off of people.
Mm. And now, is there a way that just the average viewer can see these lights?
Well, we all can. And I explained to people a couple things. First of all, even if you can't see them yet, we've all felt them. That's why you can be around somebody and feel an instant connection with them or comfortable with them, and other people, you just, I don't want to be near them because you're not liking their energy. So you've already felt their energy field. I also have a thing on my website on lifecolorcity.com where you can go, and it's a free download. You just send me your email address, and I send it to you, and you can learn how to either see them or sense them or feel them. I've got all kinds of tips depending on what the different aura colors perceive energy fields differently. So, for example, you violets have the ability to see them more quickly. Yellows are more kinesthetic. They're in their body, so they tend to feel them more. And blues are more psychic, so that they come from more from the heart. So each of the aura colors has a different way of perceiving these energy fields.
And you know that it's just so interesting. You just hit on all three colors that I picked up in your book, which is what we were talking on. Yes, amazing. So just for everybody who's listening, before we started this show, we started talking a little bit about Miss Elizabeth and my hair color and my eye color and where I am today, because obviously I changed to cover up a little bit of those little white sparklies that pop up here and there and add a little exciting color to my hair. And I could not believe how quickly, Pamela, you just picked up on, you know, the yellow for me, which was fairly strong. A lot of the characteristics and a lot of the personality, especially from my childhood, was in the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the violets and the blues kind of went back and forth. That was a lot of, like, that whole intuition and very, you know, me crying at Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, that whole sensitive side. So, you know, that was, it was really interesting. So let's kind of dig into it. And you know, you can just go ahead and explode Elizabeth out on the airwaves. I don't mind.
Okay.
But we talked a little bit about the yellows, the blues, and the indigos. Well, so why don't we talk a little bit about different colors, and then we have about 5 minutes probably before our commercial break. But after commercial, I want to talk about then how that, you know, affects relationships with other people. So let's start just first with, what do these different colors really represent, or what do they mean?
Okay, well, let me explain to people, give them a little background. When I see the aura colors, the one or two colors of bands that are closest to your body are what reveal your life colors. That shows me the theme you've chosen for this lifetime, your personality type, your priorities, how you're going to be in relationship, how you handle money, careers that are going to be fulfilling for you, potential health problems. Everything's revealed in those two bands. The outer bands in the aura, like you've added quite a bit of blue in your outer bands, those aura colors, the outer bands can change all the time, depending on what's going on with the person at the time. So I discuss the life colors, and I categorize them into three families real quick. The physical colors, and those are the people that get what's real through their physical bodies. Those are red, orange, magenta, and yellows. And then there's the mental colors, and those are the personalities that get reality or life through analyzing it, through the data, through logic in their minds. And then the spiritual emotional colors, and those are the people that process life through their intuition, through their inner voice, through their inner insights, their inner vision, and those are blues, violets, indigos, crystals, and lavenders. So I don't know which one, I mean, so you've already discussed, well, actually, let me do more with that. Yellows are basically big kids at heart. Yellows are fun. They like to laugh. You yellows are here to bring joy to the planet, and you do a great job of that, Elizabeth, by the way. You yellows are the cheerleaders on the planet, the optimists. And yellows, yellows love nature. I usually see yellows, if they had their way, honestly, Elizabeth, wouldn't be working. They want freedom. They want fun. They want variety. So if, when yellows do work, now not violets. Violets have to work. But yellows either do creative work, they've got all these creative ideas in there, which you also do, by the way, all these ideas, or yellows get involved in the healing fields, because when you yellows around people, people just sort of feel better around you, or yellows get into the physical fields, like they're aerobics instructors, or they're yoga instructors, or they do, you know, any kind of sports or physical things. So that's the yellow. Then you've also got a natural violet. Violets actually want to make a difference on the planet. So I'm really glad you're going to Disney World, because violets need to travel, but blues like to stay at home. But violets are visionaries. They come from the third eye chakra. They need to help the masses. They need to reach people. So I see violets a lot either getting, and violets need to keep expanding and growing. Yellows want it to just be fun and simple, and violets feel like they've got this mission that they're supposed to be helping people on a big scale. So I see violets a lot getting drawn into the entertainment business or the media. They're writers, photographers, filmmakers, actors, musicians, anything that reaches the masses through a form of creativity. Or they get drawn into teaching or psychology, because that's another thing with you, Elizabeth, too. Violets have a great insight. They can just read people. They sense it. Blues and violets are both very psychic. Or violets get involved in causes. They want to help the planet. They feel bad for all those poor children in Haiti and in Africa. And, oh, you know, Oprah's got a lot of violet in her aura, too. She's a violet with yellow. And the violets have to do big projects. Or I see violets getting involved in politics and law. Now, usually yellows don't like that, so your yellow's going to go, nah, I don't think so.
And then you exactly. My husband's laughing because he's probably going, okay, she does not like politics. She doesn't get into it. I can't even have a conversation with her, let alone to say, okay, we've got a president coming up, Elizabeth. Can you pick one? Well, you know, you don't have to get emotional about it. Just pick one that you think, you know, and don't get too psychic about it. And you nailed it about healing the planet and reaching out. And, yes, every starving child, every homeless person, it's like I'm reaching my hand out. And, you know, I do a lot of nonprofit, a lot of volunteer work.
Yep.
And it is what makes my heart sing. And I love that. So I know we're going to cut here for a commercial break, but when we come back, let's talk a little bit about, you know, how that relates in our life, and if we don't follow, you know, what our true colors are resonating, what happens in our lives. So everybody that's listening right now, we are From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and Pamela Olsey, and we'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
And we are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my guest today, Pamela Olsey. And we are talking about auras. And while we're at break, we got into a little bit more discussion. I'm going to pull my husband's colors in here now that I have been revealed on the air as a yellow, violet, blue. We are going to find out what my husband Lee resonates with and see where he is. So, Pamela, let's check this out and see what my hubby pulls up.
Well, when you gave me a visual of him, I saw yellow and logical tan with a little bit of sensitive tan, and then he's added some violet in his outer bands now. That's what he gets for hanging out with you.
So he's pulling in a little bit of psychic. All right, awesome.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah, you're helping open that up in him. So yellows are basically, you know, they're good guys. They're generous, they're pleasers, they're stubborn, but they're pleasers. And yellows are, you know, more physical. He feels like a good guy, by the way. And then tans, of course, tans are more, just so people know, and he's got some tan. Tans are practical and analytical and logical and grounded and, you know, look at the facts, look at the data. So that's good for you because it keeps you grounded. Right.
Okay.
So blues
mm-hmm.
blues want somebody that's stable. Blues want somebody they can trust, that they know will be there. Yellows are more, you know, more playful, sense of humor. You know, they're at least more curious and open-minded. But now he's also got some of that violet in his outer bands, which your violet actually needs. Because violets, as much as they want somebody that's grounded and practical, they also want somebody who gets them, who can inspire them, mm-hmm. who they inspire, do you know what I mean, so they can fly together and they can create dreams together. So mm-hmm. overall, you have compatible aura colors. Now, you'll run into problems.
Awesome.
You'll run into problems if your yellow's being all emotional and blue's like, okay, come on, be grounded, be practical. Because tans are not always big on wanting to be emotional, right? They're more practical and in their heads. Yellows are more sensitive
mm-hmm.
and they want everyone to be happy. But you could run into trouble if your violet wants to, like, go do this and create this and big visions, and the tan, you know, if the tan's supportive, you're like gold. If the tan's like, well, how are you going to do that? You don't have the money, you don't have the practicality, you don't have the resources, you don't have the background for that, then a tan can talk a violet out of things. So overall, he feels pretty supportive, and I feel like you're actually helping to open him up, in all honesty, Elizabeth.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, and that, you know, and that is very true. So I just want to validate that as well. Because one of the biggest things is, you know, he has been so open because of me being an intuitive and a medium. It's like, mm-hmm. okay, what is this whole business? I'm like, I'm not quite sure I signed up for all of that. And, you know, as we have been progressing in our relationship, in our marriage, you know, he says, she's right. I don't know how she does it. I don't understand. But everybody that comes to her says, yep, you know, there's things that she shared that nobody would have ever gotten, and yet he's still with me, you know. So she's like, I don't get her, but I trust her and know that she's, you know, she's just the authentic deal. And so, you know, I think one of the things that you really nailed was the whole thing about being the sensitive tan or it is for him, or the logical tan, is he is extremely analytical,
mm-hmm.
That he's an engineer. So that is what he does, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's amazing with numbers, and he likes to look at things and prove it out. So it's that whole analyst thing, which is he's just great at that and creative in that way. And it makes sense because, yes, when I'm in that violet place, or even in my playful yellow, it's like, oh, I've got all these great ideas. I want to do this. So he's like, okay, hold on. We need the money to do that. We need the time to do that, right? And
yep.
You really nailed it. Now, which one was it that liked to travel? That's the violet, right?
That's the violet. Mm-hmm. And yellows like to travel. Yellows want to travel for fun. They want to go play. They want to get away from work. But violets
yes.
are the ones that when you violets travel, violets, it expands their boundaries. Violets want to go to, you know, it's like, let's go to Africa and help the people. Let's go to Haiti and help them. Let's go to, you know, Indonesia. Like, violets want to travel to make a difference and or to learn and to expand their
mm-hmm.
boundaries, to expand their thinking. Yellows just want to
mm-hmm.
go play and have fun.
Yeah, and so I would say I'm definitely that violet end. You know, in any type of natural disaster, I want to be on the first plane to get
yeah.
there and help everybody.
That's a violet.
And he's like, okay, let's be logical about this. We don't have a jet plane to fly you to Haiti, Elizabeth, or to Japan, or to whatever, you know. So
yep.
I'm like, okay, how can we do this? And, you know, the last one was going to Africa and helping the children in Africa to build a village. And
mm-hmm.
so he's like, all right, Elizabeth, you have your own family here. so let's think about that. And so I'm like, okay, yep, okay, bring Elizabeth back into her body and think from the human perspective, and instead of her little spirit flying off and fluttering to another, you know, country. So yes, that is very much me, and he is very supportive, but he's also very logical. You know, it's like, okay, let's think this through.
Very grounded, yes. And you know, you're going to want, he's going to need to keep expanding, because that's fine at the beginning, but if you get somebody who's too tan on your violet and you never get to live your dreams and your visions of those big pictures, and he's like, then you'll have to go do it, and he can just stay at home and be all grounded and be practical. If he'll go travel with you and learn from it and expand his violet, then you guys, that's awesome.
Exactly. And I think that's, you know, where we are right now. You know, I think everybody has this, like, little roller coaster, you know, that you have your ups and your downs. And you know, I'm in this place again, and it's like I really just like having my space, because I've been working so hard that it's like, I just need my downtime. And right now is my playtime. I'm not working. I've taken off from my contracting work that I've been doing and writing. So that kind of ties back into, you know, I've got a couple stories that have been published. I'm currently working on my book. And so, you know, and I went to med school. So, I mean, do I have the rainbow of colors for everything that you said? It's like I'm in the healthcare. I'm a Reiki master. Love the healing. That is definitely what resonates. And what I have found, and I'm not sure that I read this, and is that, you know, I did a lot of the whole ADHD as a child, super hyper. I have become more grounded, more settled, and not wanting to, you know, be as hyper. But my my thoughts, if you will, or my creativity, is still at that 10 plus.
Well, that's it. Yellows are the first colors to get diagnosed with ADD and ADHD. That's the number one thing with yellows, especially when they're young, because yellows have so much energy. They're like the little Energizer bunnies, and they're curious. So they're over here, over here, over here, over here. And the worst thing you do to a yellow is medicate them, because yellows, they have to watch out. Yellows are the most addictive personalities on the planet. So when they're in power, they get addicted to exercise and energy and being in nature and working out. But on the downside, if they're not happy, yellows go into drugs or alcohol, cigarettes, caffeine, chocolate or sweets, overeating. And so when parents, that's one of the reasons I do this, Elizabeth, is one, I want people to understand who they really are, validate and give them permission to be who they really are, so they don't go through life thinking there's something wrong with them, because everyone's telling them, yeah, you need to be more like this. And then people get unhappy and suppressed. And second of all, to help people understand other people, so your partners, your children, your coworkers. As soon as you understand that they're a different aura color than you and they have different priorities and different personality styles, then we can allow everyone to be who they really are instead of wanting them to be more like us. Why can't you think more like me? So, being able to help children, especially, there's so many. I used to work in special ed. There's so many children, they don't learn the same way. There's so many children being diagnosed as autistic, and a lot of those are indigos now, by the way, or ADD, and those are a lot of yellows and some indigos. So it's like, wait, you guys, you need to understand who these people are. So you help. You don't put a yellow on medication. You get them to go run errands, or you get them to go run the track, or you get them to go do the, you know, the parallel bars or something. You get them exercising, moving their bodies, and then they're a lot happier.
Oh, and that totally makes sense, because all three of my children are very intuitive, and all three of them are very unique and different. And my 18-year-old is that yellow that you talked about. Unfortunately, we did medicate him. We had so many struggles, and he also had a lot of grief, loss, you know, through his young adult life. And so he struggled so much. And so when, you know, he finally was off the medications, you know, and he did, we had him actually in a boot camp. So he ran all the time. And he actually ran a half marathon, and we were just so proud of him. And that kept his energy going, right? It's that addictive behavior. you know, and, you know, so right now he's finally, you know, but he has that addictive behavior. He always finds something, whether it's that Coca-Cola, whether, you know, it was the running, it's, you know, candy. There's always something, you know, that he's got that he's kind of, you know, got to keep going for. And right now it's a dance. And so I couldn't be more pleased.
Because that's a big thing.
Yeah, and
yeah,
it's that creativity.
You know what, Elizabeth? Yellows only do the negative addictions when they're not happy. And there's an issue and they
totally
don't know
agree.
How to solve it. You know, when they don't know how to solve it, then they go after the addictions, the negative addictions. Otherwise, they're full of optimism and energy, and that's why they need physical outlets to be able to express all that physical energy.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, when we come back from this commercial break, what I want to talk about is how people can find out about what, you know, their aura colors are. And I also want to talk about, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, my relationship with my husband and our colors together. And, you know, there's definitely, you know, some, you know, strengths, you know, in having two yellows. But we also have to balance, you know, that sensitive and practical tan, you know, with my violet in living
right.
my dreams and so forth. So when we come back from this break, let's talk a little bit about how we can make sure that, you know, what colors we are and how do we work if our colors are incompatible. We'll be right back after this message.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to From the Heart Radio, and this is Elizabeth Cookson, and my special guest today is Pamela Osley. And Pamela, I want you to share your website and how people can connect with you.
Okay. They can go to my website, which is lifecolorscity.com. And there's a free quiz on there and information so they can find out what their own aura colors are. And they can find out about, there's podcasts on there, there's videos on there, my radio show's on there, and my email address if they want to get in touch with me, Facebook, Twitter, the whole bit. So it's lifecolorscity.com.
Awesome. And what an appropriate name. Especially when we're talking about all these... Yes, about all these amazing colors. So, you know, we shared a little bit about my colors, my husband's colors, and, you know, in speaking about the different colors that we have, we obviously know in yellow, you know, we're kind of blending together, you know, but if Elizabeth's having a real strong violet day and Lee's having a real strong, you know, like practical tan day where he's just like really stuck in that analytical spot, that can kind of deflate, you know, my little violet aura. So,
right. Or you might want to go in separate rooms for a while.
Take a little time out, right?
Yeah.
So what happens if you go out there, you do the test, and you go, oh my goodness, my partner or my spouse or my children or whatever, they have a completely incompatible color. How do you work with that?
Well, the first thing is, I believe that there's certain aura colors that are naturally really, really compatible together, they're going to have a much easier time being together. But if you have incompatible aura colors, number one, I believe that with enough love and commitment, any couples can make it. And it helps if you understand what the other person's aura colors are, then you can relate with them. You can allow them to be who they are. You can talk their language. So, for example, if you're doing your violet, and violets, you see how fast I talk with you? Violets go, 150, let's go, I see this and this and this, and I have this vision and I have this dream, and they're all off like, you know, visionary. And tan process step one, step two, step three, step four.
Mm-hmm.
So if, like you said, your violet's, you know, doing all these violet 150s, and your husband's doing 1 to 10, 1 to 10, 1 to 10, either you find the strengths that he has for you. It's like, okay, so I want to do 150, and you're doing step one, step two, step three. Let's figure out, Mr. Tan, how you can help go then 11 and 12 and 13 and help me achieve 50 instead of telling me why I can't. And then you get to look at him and get the value out of the fact that he can add stability, security, provide an income so that you can have wings. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So if you understand the value, like, for example, yellows and greens, oh, my gosh, that's one of the most challenging life couples to be with, because as you see, yellows are full of life and energy and joy, and they don't really care about money. They want to have fun. They want to be creative. They want to have freedom. You know, a lot of yellows get accused of, like, when are you going to grow up? When are you going to get a real job? When are you going to, you know, because they're just, they're big kids at heart. And greens are the workaholics on the planet, the type A. You know, it's all about, it's about money and accomplishing and respect and getting degrees or starting businesses and, you know, making money, but it's very much about respect and money and power. And you can imagine if those two are in a relationship together, oh my gosh, greens lose respect for yellows very quickly. So the way they can get along is if greens can capitalize on all the creative ideas that a yellow has, then find business ways to make money at that, then they can have a more compatible relationship. Or, you know, if your husband is being tan at the time and getting stuck in that 1 to 10, 1 to 10, 1 to 10, then all you need to do is go work out or go have some fun or go have some freedom, go someplace else for a little while, or even when he's talking, because tans tend to tell every detail of the story. So rather than go, come on, get to the punchline, come on, hurry up, get to the punchline, what's the big picture here?
I'm not even going to go there, Pamela.
You let him do steps.
I'm like,
you let him complete all the
get
steps.
Get to the end.
Yeah. So what you do instead, because if you rush a tan, they feel very disrespected and very like, hey, stop pushing me, because they believe that all the details are important to the foundation. So you kind of just check out in your mind, go think about 12 other things while he's talking, and then when he lands at 8, 9, and 10, you can go, oh, good, thank you. Okay.
And I'm getting better at that. I have to be honest, and I'm laughing with the entire experience and not at it, because it is something that is very challenging for me because I'm like, get to the point. And so, because I just want to hear the end. I just want to hear the end. So I love a good story. Love the good story. But when, you know, it goes on and on, at least that is the way it is to me. To every other listener that's not a Violet, like you said, right, they're going, oh, this is a great story. And I'm like, go, just get to the end. And so, yes, Elizabeth has taken a patience tablet. It's called breathing, and it works awesome. And so every time I get in that space, I've been taking that deep cleansing breath, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Patience.
All the colors have value to them, Elizabeth. So tans are the ones with the patience to take care of the details. They'll do that engineering work. They'll do the measuring and the figuring it out and the analyzing. And they're the ones with the patience to do that. So every color has its value here. We need all of them. They all serve a purpose here. It's just learning to honor and respect everybody else's theme and their personality and their priorities. And it doesn't mean that they're wrong. It doesn't mean that we're better than or worse than each other. It's like, oh, you chose to have a tan experience in this lifetime. Okay, I get it. That's very interesting. Now, what's life look like from your perspective?
And that's exactly, you know, that's where, you know, we are in our household right now because we have so many different personalities. And so, you know, coming here to the end of 2012, there's a lot of things that no longer serve us that are bubbling up in our face to say, oh, we have choices. What are you going to do? And I look at that and go, all right, I thought I got through that already before, but obviously I've got one more test. And it's all good, and I'm learning so much from that and really stepping back and saying, oh, look at everything my children are now teaching me. So it's been a beautiful experience because, like I say, I've got some amazing intuitive children, and they are teaching me so much. My five-year-old, he is, I swear, an old man in a five-year-old's body. And it's like, you know, the other day we were just sitting there, and he started talking to us about camps that had wires around them, and we figured out it was Nazi concentration camps.
Mm.
And we're like,
you know,
where
your son
in
might
the
be,
world?
Yeah, your son might actually have some indigo in his aura, by the way. That's what I was picking up, too. When you said all three of your children were psychic, go, your son
very,
might actually be indigo and violet. And indigos are very psychic. They recount a lot of their other lives. They can talk to spirit. Michael Jackson was an indigo with violet.
Very.
Yeah, they're very psychic. Totally. Usually they're very good with technology, but they tend to remember other lives. They tend to be able to communicate. Either they're very good at technology, or they're very psychic and can communicate with trees or the earth or nature or other, you know, animals, whatever. So your son may actually
have some
indigo.
He's very telepathic. And you know, because what I've realized is a lot of the teachers are talking to us saying he's very rude, you know. And I said, well, what do you mean he's very rude? It's, you know, he's a very bright kid. He's in a special school. And he's way beyond his level. So he's already graduated from kindergarten at the age of 4. And we're like, what do we do with this kid? You know, because we can't really socially put him in a different group. And so when I asked, well, what do you mean he's rude? And they said, well, you know, we tell him to do things, and he just looks at us, and it's like he's disregarding us. And I'm like, he's responding telepathically to them.
Well, and you might want to
You've already told me several times.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You might want to read about indigos, Elizabeth, because he's acting like an indigo. You cannot control. Indigos are very principled. They know right from wrong. They know what the truth is. They know about spirituality. And you cannot control an indigo with guilt or punishment or reward. If they know something, they will not go against it. So they get accused of being very stubborn. They won't talk unless they want to talk. It's like, I feel like your son has some indigo in his aura, so it's really important. That's why it's like important for teachers to read about indigos, too. You know, or all the different colors, because it's not that he's rude. He's actually being an indigo, and they will not go against their principles or what they already know.
Exactly. And he's got the crystal eyes, you know, so the huge, big eyes. And so, you know, and then I think my daughter's a rainbow child. So, you know, everybody who's listening now going, oh my gosh, they're talking about crystals and rainbows and indigos. Definitely go Google it on the internet. I can do a few blogs about it just to kind of give you a couple things in different books to take a look at so you can learn more about these really amazing gifted children. And yes, definitely he is, you know, if you tell him something, he's just going to sit there and go, I got it. All right. No more talking, mm-hmm. please. Where my other daughter, she's like, you know, we talk about gifts in our home, and hers is finding things. And so now she thinks it's the coolest thing. She goes, okay, what do you want me to find? Because
oh, cool.
That's her gift. She can find things, and she just thinks that's the neatest thing, right? Because she's got that gift. And I think most of my children, they're telepathic. So when we're playing rock, paper, scissors, when we're playing any of those kind of games, it's like, okay, do you want to win or do you just want to tie? And it's like the most fun because it's like everybody's going to throw a rock if we're going to tie. And then it's like if you want to win, they're going to throw the other symbols. So it's awesome. I just love it. But my poor husband, he's kind of getting that indigo going. So maybe we'll get him on board and build up his indigo so he can play with us and we can all be like telepathic and have kind of a quiet house.
Quiet house.
That would
with
be
violets
a lot of fun.
In it? No.
Yeah, I
no,
don't think
violets
it's possible
need to communicate.
You violets
absolutely.
Have
your auras are way too big. So violets have to talk, they have to communicate, they have to share, they have to discuss emotions and dreams. So quiet household, I don't know.
You know what? I think you hit the nail on the head. So when we come back, everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our Diamond Combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Are you feeling stuck?
Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Well, we are back from the Heart Radio. This is Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Pamela Osley. And Pamela, are we playing your friends on the radio today?
You are. Is that funny? Well, you played one of my friends, Michael McDonald, yeah.
Oh, how awesome. See, so we're just bringing all your friends and all our colors in today. And, you know, I wanted to also bring up, you know, we were talking a little bit about your website, thelifecolorcity.com, but I also wanted to bring up, you were just at the TEDx conference, correct?
I was just a speaker, yes, at the TEDx conference, and those will be, they host those on YouTube. I think they said they'd have them up by the first of the year. So that was cool. You know, it's very advanced technology, entertainment design, but they had a psychic come speak. That's pretty profound, don't you think?
I do. I think that is forward moving, and, you know, kudos to them. I also heard you were on Ricky Lake.
Well, we recorded the Ricky Lake segment. It's going to air sometime in November, and it was the date that she had the pajama party, so I got to be on national TV in my pajamas. So people can watch for that. It's going to air sometime, and I was in bed with one of the real housewives of Beverly Hills. So it's like, yikes.
Oh, my word. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. I'm going to so have to be watching that. So make sure you post that on Facebook, and then I'll try to pick that up as well, and we'll make sure we get everybody watching that. So, you know, we only have, you know, probably about 5 minutes left of the show, and I want, you know, really to open it up, because I know that, you know, a lot of people are just new to auras and learning about them, and I just want you to kind of share your experience and how you got into this work and anything you want to share with the listeners.
Well, bottom line, I'm like you, we Sagittarians, we always push the boundaries, right? I've always wanted to know greater and greater things about the nature of reality and who we really are and spirituality and consciousness. So that's, you know, without going into the whole story about how I first started seeing auras, they can go onto my site and learn about that or whatever. But the whole thing is my purpose is the same as yours. I really want to have people be happy and fulfilled here and really have people living their authentic lives here. So all the tools that I provide for people are to help them get in touch with their own inner voice, their own inner purpose, and really find tools to help them live that way instead of in a box where they think they're supposed to be. So mine's all about authenticity, freedom, joy, really living your life. So that's what's on my site. That's what all the work that I do, my private sessions, my shows, all that is all based on that.
And, you know, I think one of the biggest things that I've learned about myself in studying, whether it's chakras, studying auras, and all the different things, you know, from my spiritual studies, is that, you know, I nail it with the yellow of wanting to be just free and wanting to travel, which is a lot of, you know, the indigo in me as well. And one of the biggest things is I'm like, okay, I am such a lover of people, and so I just want to give everything that I have. And one of the things that, you know, has recently come up, you know, in my household, in our relationship with my husband, is, you know, boundaries. It's like, okay, you can love everybody, Elizabeth, but remember, you also have a family. And it's like, oh, I know, but it's so interesting because I just get carried away because I want to help everybody. And so it's one of those things that I'm like, okay, I need to, you know, kind of take some time out and check and say, yep, he's right. Here's that logical piece, you know, that's, I can be compassionate, but I also need to have my own boundaries. And so that's one of the huge learning experiences I'm going through right now is like, ah, okay, yes, this is perfect. I'm so glad I have him to keep me in check
We are all connected, so I don't even know if there really are boundaries and awareness. And then you and I both talking like blues. Blues want to rescue everybody, but basically by helping and rescuing everyone as opposed to inspiring. Violets want to inspire and educate people to believe in themselves. too many of us blues, we want to help everyone and rescue them, but basically then what we're saying to people is we don't believe in them. So I trust that everybody's souls know what they're doing, and that helped me not feel like I needed to help everybody, but inspire, give tools, and then believe and trust that people's souls know what they're doing, and they're going to find the best ways for them. That's why for them to get there, which is why I offer so many different types of tools, so people can choose what resonates with them.
And, you know, and that makes a lot of sense because, you know, for me, I'm very carefree. I love to play. I like to volunteer. And I just, you know, I'm in this place of like, yep, I just believe the money will show up.
Mm-hmm. That's a Violet. And, that's a Violet talking.
Yeah, and my poor practical Tana is like, okay, we need to work. We need to get the money in, and we need a bank account. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to manifest it. I'm just going to wish that this is just going to show up, you know. And he's always shocked. I'm like, when are you not going to be shocked for things just showing up?
Well, and that's the thing, Elizabeth. Violets actually make a whole lot more money usually than tans. Tans think you have to work for a long time and be very practical and work and work and work and work, and then you finally get to retire. Violets, some of the wealthiest people on this planet are violets. Violets, greens, and reds are the wealthiest people on the planet. So if you do your violet things, the money usually shows up. Yeah, the Beatles are all violet, and Elvis was a violet, and Obama's violet and yellow, and Oprah's violet with yellow, Bono, Sting. I mean, a lot of performers are big violets, and even Bill Gates is a green violet. You know, so those colors make a lot of money when they really go for it, but they have to be, you know, you have to really bring your vision into reality, which is what a tan's supposed to help with, not suppress.
And he is so good with that, but very logical about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and yeah, you're right. It does crush me. I go, oh, really? Okay, let me try to think of another way. And, you know, I know that, you know, there's things that I see. This is where I'm going to be. This is what I'm supposed to do. But then I get back into that whole place of, okay, I need to make the money. I need to do the traditional path. And then I have got that alter, you know, I want to call it an ego, because the ego, I make that my amigo. I make that my friend, because that little voice in my head, I keep talking to it saying, hey, everything's cool. Everything's good. No worries. No worries.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping it in check, right? And so I don't have that negative voice speaking over my head. You have no money. Speaking of lack or insecurities. And so that, I think, is really, you know, in helping my husband find that indigo, and has been, he's helped me so much be in this kind of centered, grounded place, because I'm very flighty and off in my violet world. And yet he's been very open to learning more about it. It's like, all right, let me see if I can get this, like, manifesting thing kind of down. And then,
tell your tan husband to check out quantum physics and see what it's saying, how in alignment with violet and indigo quantum physics is.
I'll have him do that, because we've got, you know, Down the Rabbit Hole, we've got, you know, all those different shows. And
check out Through the Wormhole.
Through the Wormhole. All right, everybody,
Through the Wormhole,
you guys got
with
that?
Morgan Freeman. Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman. Unbelievable series of quantum physics. It's unbelievable how awesome that series is.
Oh, and I love him. Okay, so that is perfect. And I know we are out of time, so I want to thank you so much for being my guest today, Pamela.
Thanks, Elizabeth, for having me on. You're fun.
Our fun show today. And I want everybody, you know, go out and grab a copy of Life Colors, What's the Colors in Your Auras Reveal. And I want to send each and every one of you blessings and love. Until next week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey.
They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Danis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.